Today we will, Bezrat Hashem, be learning the laws of tzniut, the laws of modesty. And these laws encompass many things. So we will begin by quantifying, clarifying, what does the word tzniut really mean? So one way of translating the word tzniut is modesty. When the prophet tells the Jewish people, what does God want from you? Says, he ends with this point, "Vatzna lechet im lokecha," and go with modesty with Hashem your God. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind you that before one learns Torah in the morning, one is supposed to make the blessing on learning Torah. One is not supposed to learn Torah without having made the blessing. Inspired them say, "Alimut Torah," or "La sok b'divrei Torah," the blessing, "Asher bachar banu," "V'harev na." We say three blessings in the morning before we start learning Torah, so if someone hasn't made them yet, ideally one should make them. We also, before we start learning, you have a Siddur? You want a Siddur?
Yeah.
I
don't think there's
a Siddur. You have this one? That's right. No, you'll take mine, huh?
We also have a Gemara, a Mishnah, that tells us that we... that before we start learning, we should say a prayer that we shouldn't err in our learning. And that prayer goes as follows. I haven't yet said it this morning. Yehi ratzon minfanecha Adonai Eloheinu. So basically what we're saying is, may it be the will of Hashem, our God, that we shouldn't make any mistakes in our learning. We're learning. After we learn, we will try to fulfill what we learn. If we misunderstand something, so that could cause us to err in our performance of the mitzvot. So we say this prayer that we shouldn't err in our understanding, and that our friends who are learning with us should be happy with us, so that we should say things that make sense, and they'll be happy with what we say, and they shouldn't err, and we should be happy with what they say. We shouldn't say on what should be tamei tar, we shouldn't say on what should be tar tamei, etc. And then we recognize, we say, Hashem, you're the one that gives wisdom. It's from your mouth that we derive our knowledge. You want me to find it?
Yeah, because I have only prayer with the Sephardi, so I'm completely confused about the Sephardi. Because the Sephardi is after the normal blessings of the morning, but one was too stupid to steal.
Here we go.
And if you want to know what you're reading.
So modesty is a trait that every person is supposed to acquire, and it's fundamental to our performance of mitzvot. A person could be performing a mitzvah and boasting with the performance, or doing it in a fashion where others will see him, and he'll take pride in what he's doing, and that will take away from the purity of his performance. But modesty encompasses a lot of things. It's a trait that we're supposed to acquire. It's a way of life, and it's supposed to encompass the way we speak, the way we behave, the way we dress, the way we uncover ourselves. Now, ordinarily when we use the word tzniut, so people are accustomed to thinking of women. Tzanua, that's a woman's job to be tzanua. And in truth, it's everyone's job. Women have different obligations than men. They have an added obligation of tzniut that pertains to their being women, and their attractiveness, and our being attracted to them. But even by women, tzniut doesn't mean that they should be ugly. Tzniut means that they should cover up. They should... Hatznea literally means to cover, to hide. Tzniut comes from the word to cover, to hide. We're trying to do things in a modest fashion. So the halachot we're going to learn today are relevant to men and women, but they will not encompass the special laws that are relevant only to women. The laws of tzniut that are only for women, those we are not doing today. What we're doing today is something that is relevant for men and women, and women will have other stringencies that pertain specifically to them, which we will not cover today. The first thing we're going to deal with is the source of the din of tzniut, and that is that we recognize that God is in this world. He's here. And the way a person behaves is different when he feels like he's in front of a king, he's in front of someone important, and certainly when he recognizes that he's in front of the King of Kings. And therefore, a person is not supposed to walk around naked. That's considered disrespect to God. We don't walk around without a head covering. We're recognizing that God is here. We're not supposed to walk around standing upright and straight and proud. We're supposed to recognize that God's presence is here, and that recognition should be reflected in our behavior.
So do you mean literally mean you shouldn't be walking too upright, or do you mean like in terms of your mind should not be walking too upright? I mean,
So it seems like the Gemara means literally a person shouldn't be walking too upright, like with his nose in the clouds, literally. You have people who walk with a cocked head. The Gemara meant not. Exactly how a person should walk. So it says a person should walk, this is already levels of piety. A person should walk in a fashion that his head is focused like a few steps in front of him, not like he's concentrating on something. Everyone will think, oh, he's such a smart person, he's learning all the time, and not like he's looking way out or into the sky, but somewhere like on the ground in front of him. This is another point. There's a different element of tzniut, that a person isn't supposed to look into other people's homes. Even if other people have an open window, that's one of the traits of the Jewish people that Bilam marveled at when he saw that they had their tents opening facing different ways so that they wouldn't have two tents opening towards one another. So one person wouldn't open his door and see what's going on in another person's house. And this is again an element of tzniut, where we cover what we see. Now, as far as the dry halacha is concerned, we say being that God's presence is something that we're supposed to recognize at every moment, and therefore, we're not supposed to reveal our erva. Erva is the private part, the brit milah. The basic tzniut, what a person must do, is not reveal that. Of course, if one is going to take a shower, one's going to take a bath, then one is allowed to reveal himself. But even then, we say, don't walk through the hallway naked, and don't walk naked out of the shower room, and inside the shower room, so you get dressed, or you wear a robe, and then you go to your room. So the basic tzniut is that a person should not reveal his private parts. And that's it. So if a person wants to walk around with a bikini, he was yotze basic tzniut. Yeah?
Is it okay when I, for example, go from my room to the bathroom covered with a towel?
Oh, so that we're going to get to in a second. That's what I'm saying. The first element, the first level of what every person should be doing is a person should at least maintain his private parts covered. Now, this is something that should be. This is a good trait that every person should do. But is it an avera if a person reveals himself? No, it's not an avera. This is a good trait that every person should have at least this much.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, we said in our introduction that in halacha that we have to divide things. There are things that every person must do. Every person must eat kosher. And then there are things that every person should do. And this is one of those things that you should do. Everyone should do. And we started with the bare minimum, covering the private parts. Everyone should do that. Now, from here up, there are levels depending on where a person's holding. Ideally, a person should aspire to reach a point where he gets undressed and gets dressed under the covers, where no part of his body that should be covered, meaning from the elbow up, from the ankles up, no part of his body gets uncovered, is seen, is visible. It's all under the covers. That's an element of modesty. Now, can every person live at that level? At some point in their lives, I assume every person will be able to live at that level. Should every person today do that? No. This is something to aspire to. Now, in between, you understand there are many levels. So a person could say, okay, where I'm holding today, this isn't yet for me to work on this. I'm going to keep the bare minimum. I'm going to make sure that I have a towel around me and I'm going to go to the shower that way. Fine, a person could say, I want to do a little bit more, so I'll wear a robe and I'll only get undressed in the shower room. That's another level. Here there's room for every person to decide what he should do. Mm-hmm. And once we deal with this, we should know a general rule about stringencies and things that a person takes upon himself. Anything that a person takes upon himself that he doesn't have to do, like all these things that we're mentioning now, is advisable that a person says, bli neder, I'm doing this, I'm going to try, let me see if it works for me. I'm not taking on a vow, I'm not taking on this stringency, I'm going to try and see if it works.